We're in Simin Shin Chav Hei. We're up to Siv Hei. We'll be doing Hei through Zion. Siv Hei, Ein Yehudi Shetzod Dogim O Likid Peres Liatzmu. A non-Jew went fishing on Shabbos, or he went and collected fruit off a tree for himself. Asurim Li Yisrael. Even though he did this for himself, it's also for a Jew to use it. Why is that? Because it's Muktzah. All these things are Muktzah. They are also Osir as a Gzeira that you're going to go ahead and do them on Shabbos, no different than fruit that falls off the tree by itself. Not only that, but they're muks and you can't even move them. Vafilu safik im lockdown od sodan hayom asurim bo bayom. Aval erev mutorim biyad, afilu im vadai lockdown vat sodan hayom. There's no din of bechdei sheye ose in this. You don't have to wait the amount of time that you could have gotten it because he did it for himself, he didn't do it for you. Sivav. Im liket v'tzod b'shvil Yisrael or b'shvil Yisrael v'ein Yehudi, tzarech l'hamtin l'er b'chdei sheyasu. If he did it for himself, the problem is mukta right after Shabbos, it's not mukta. If he did it for a Jew, or he did it for a group of Jews and non-Jews, and it was half and half, or you know for a fact that it was done for the sake of a Yisrael, so there the halach is that you do have to wait b'chdei sheyasu as a gzera, that if you don't wait b'chdei sheyasu, you'll be tempted to ask him to do it for you, so you don't have to wait, you'll have it right after Shabbos. Siv Zayin, Sofik im liktam b'shvil Yisrael. One case is you have a Sofik if he collected them for a Jew. Oh, sheyadua sheliktam b'shvil Yisrael, then yadua im liktam hayom im lav. You have a Sofik if he actually went and picked them on Shabbos. Asurim bo bayom ule'er b'chdei sheyasu. Here we will not be makel, and you have to wait b'chdei sheyasu. V'yasharim in the ler of mutar miyad, and others are makel right away. What's the machlokus? What is the shaila here? The shaila is, since it's a suffix, did they also make the halacha of b'chdei sheyasu in the case of a suffix? Shabura points out that in the case of a svek sveka, where you do not know if he did it for the sake of a Jew, and you don't know if he did it on Shabbos, in a svek sveka, you certainly don't have to be a machmer for b'chdei sheyasu. Otherwise, the Mishnah Berurah says, with only one suffix, you should be machmer unless it's a tzarech mitzvah.